Stephen Hawking once gave a message asking for time travelers to show up to his birthday party. None of them did, but does that mean there aren't time travelers? Maybe they're just not a big fan of Stephen Hawking, but they are out there. Time travel and time travel lore is something I want to talk about today here on the Council of Trent. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology, but Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, we will be talking about time travel urban legends. These are the claims that people have found evidence of time travelers among us, people from the future that have gone to the past, but ended up being caught in the past. Maybe they left behind, they were caught in a photograph and you can tell they're out of place, or they have communicated, or they've directly communicated with people on message boards saying that they're from the future and they're here to warn us about X, Y, or Z. The first one is Charlie Chaplin's Time Traveler. So in October of 2010, filmmaker George Clark uploaded a clip called Chaplin's Time Traveler to YouTube. It was part of bonus material in a DVD from an old Charlie Chaplin film, The Circus. And on the DVD, there is footage that had been taken in 1928 of the circus premiering at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. So you see a lot of your typical people dressed in 1920s garb. At one point, there's a woman who is walking by the camera, and she's holding something up to her ear, and looks like that she might be like talking into it or listening to it. And she's holding something, and it looks like a very thin black device, holding it up to her ear. And what Clark and others have proposed is, you know, is this woman talking on a phone? A phone in 1928 Los Angeles? Well, that's not possible. The only explanation could be that this woman is a time traveler talking into her cellular phone in 1928, making a call to who knows who. And it was captured incidentally in this news footage that now we've seen on the bonus feature for the Charlie Chaplin film, The Circus. It was later investigated by a few different people, and they think what she may have been holding was an ear trumpet. First of all, a phone, really. So we got someone, they go back in time to see the world premiere of the Charlie Chaplin film. They're there walking around. A cell phone, how is that going to work in the 1920s? There's no cell towers that are present for the cell phone signal to be picked up on to go anywhere. Your phone is basically just a brick. Well, maybe they brought their phone back from the past and they forgot their Bluetooth earbuds. And so they're just listening to Audible while they're walking around or listening to an old voicemail message. And they have to do that, right? And they're that inept as a time traveler. They're going to do that while they're out in public in front of people. I mean, I guess that's a possibility, the inept time traveler. But researchers have concluded it's probably an ear trumpet. So it's just a very early form of the hearing aid that someone may have been putting up to their ear to listen to. Certainly more plausible than an inept time traveler listening to iTunes, something like that. And they forgot their headphones. That's the biggest thing for me there. Next, we have the hipster at the bridge. So this is a photograph, 1941. It's an authentic photograph of the reopening of the South Fork Bridge in Goldbridge, British Columbia. And when you look at it, you see there's a lot of people in the picture who are dressed in typical garb from the 1940s. The men are wearing hats. The women are also wearing hats. All the men are wearing suits. But there's one guy there, he is not wearing a hat, and if you just photoshopped that guy's picture and put him into present day, you wouldn't think he was out of place present day. He's not wearing a hat, he has short, darker hair, he's wearing glasses, it looks like he has just like a casual jacket on, not a formal jacket, and he has what looks like a printed T-shirt with the letter M on it. So he looks kind of like a hipster. And people have said, oh, this guy must be from the future. And he's showed up in 1941 to look at this bridge reopening, I guess. But once again, researchers have looked at the photograph and they see all of the elements of it. It's interesting because you can go back and try to find things you didn't know they existed at the time. His sunglasses look modern, but there were sunglasses like that being sold in the early 1940s. He's holding something that looks like a camera. People think, oh, you couldn't have had a portable camera, any kind of camera like that size. But in 1938, Kodak had manufactured portable cameras that could be handheld. That's what he's holding in his hand. The M on his shirt could refer to the Montreal Maroons, something that was worn by sports teams of the periods. Maybe he was an athlete of the team. So all of it is not that out of place. What makes him seem really out of place, honestly, is that the people next to him are older and he's younger. And so we see he will 1941 and we forget, oh, there were young people at that time too. So he's younger than the people around him and he's dressed more informally to make us think that he must be really out of place when he actually isn't. So that solves the time traveling hipster of 1941. So a lot of these are looking into the past and immediately having a present day bias and imposing things from the present instead of forgetting, oh, people did things differently in the past. One would be Ferdinand Georg Waldmüller's Die Erwartet, the German for the expected, painting in 1860 showing a young girl walking along a path. And there's a guy waiting for her at the end of the path. I'm not sure what the guy is actually doing in it. He's kneeling. Maybe he's going to propose to her. I don't know. Girl can't go on a walk these days in the woods without some guy proposing to her. And so she's walking along and she's holding a small black object in her hands and she's looking down. And some people have said, is she looking at a phone? Which, you know, unfortunately, we see a lot of people today, they're holding their phones and they are doing that. But no, she's probably holding a prayer book. That she is going on a walk in the woods, reading her little prayer book, looking down at that. Oh, if only we all could be doing the same thing. And finally, we have some people who claim to be time travelers. So it's not just trying to find existence of them in photos showing there were time travelers in the past. There are people who have claimed to be time travelers from the future that show up on paranormal message boards and radio. So one of them is Art Bell had a radio show, Coast to Coast AM, where people would call in with different conspiracy theories and claims of the paranormal. Hilarious to listen to. My dad would have it on in the den, and I remember listening to it in the 90s. And in 1995, there was a caller, a guy who would call in repeatedly to Coast to Coast AM. He said his name was Mike Markham and that he had created a time travel device and was working on it. He said that he had stolen several power transformers from a local power company in King City, Missouri, used them to power the time machine. There's a claim that there were some police records to back this up, that he had been arrested for theft, had gone to jail for 60 days. He called the show in 1996 saying he had built another time machine from legally acquired parts, was about to complete the device, was sending things through into the future. He kept calling the show and then no one heard from him again after 1996. And there were theories saying maybe he really did finish the time machine. That's why he never called in. Or he got bored with this and did something else. However, in 2015, Art Bell interviewed him again on his new radio show, Midnight in the Desert, where Markham claimed that his absence, you know, why it's like, Mike, why haven't you been calling in? It's been 20 years. What happened? And he says that he did finish the time travel device. It sent him 2 years into the future and 800 miles away in Ohio. But he ended up suffering from amnesia as a result of that. And he was living in a homeless shelter. And it took him a really long time to remember his name, social security number, and what happened to him. And that's why he hadn't called in. And the note says, the Missouri State Highway Patrol has no record of this man being reported as a missing person. So... also, the other problem, and there was somebody else too, there were message boards, 2000, 2001. I remember these. I do remember these because I was just barely getting on the internet at this time. Might have been a few years later, maybe in 03 or 04, but there were people talking about John Titor, and he claimed to be a chrononaut from the future who had been sent back, and he had predicted several things were going to happen. There'd be a civil war in 2008 in the U.S., a nuclear war in 2015 that would kill 3 billion people. And he was talking about the time machine. He was sent back and people would ask him, well, how did the time machine work? And he'd always say, I'm not an engineer. I was just the pilot picked for the mission. I don't know exactly how it works. And he was just going back and forth with people in these online message boards. And then, of course, when his predictions didn't pan out, people dropped it like a hot potato. So though that's my interesting time travel lore. Hopefully I can find other interesting lore to share with you on another Free For All Friday. I, for one, do not think time travel is possible. I think that God would not allow such a thing to happen because it would create paradoxes, and paradoxes aren't good for the universe. Also, when you look at Mike Markham, for example, the idea that, it's interesting, says I was teleported, time traveled and teleported away. The problem is, if you step in a time machine and you go 2 years into the future, you will not end up on planet Earth 2 years into the future, because guess what? If you're in the exact same spot 2 years in the future, the Earth is orbiting around the sun and the solar system is going through the galaxy. So if you travel into the past or the future, you will end up in outer space because the Earth will move and you'll go back to the same location in the universe. That's why Doctor Who says that the TARDIS, the phone booth he travels in, it takes you through time and space to explain how you can get around. So that's something to always remember with time travel lore that most people don't think about. Actually, I had thought about making fiction about time travel, but I wanted to say that you could only travel to very particular points when the Earth was in the same spot around the sun. So you could only travel once a year, you know, to certain increments. You always had to go back to where the Earth was around the sun. And that would solve the problem of the orbit of the Earth around the sun being the same location. But since the whole solar system goes through the galaxy, you'd still have the same problem. So thank you all. Hope you have a very blessed weekend.